The Value of Information by Missy Clapp, UF Librarian. Ignorance never settles a question. The value of many men in books rests solely on their faculty for compelling all to speak out the most hidden and intimate things. Quality is job one. Seeking information should be an act of fulfilling curiosity or need, done with great care and by leaving no stone unturned. That's smart, honest research. With new research, some processes change. And of course, some don't. But what you do with information is up to you. It would be nice if we could embrace all information with the trust of a child. But sometimes information is incorrect. Why? Well, political religious bias gets in the way sometimes. Your data could be skewed or tainted. You could be relying on a misquote, inaccuracy in reporting, or simple human error. So we must be like the wild Mustang, skeptical of everything until the motivation of the source is discovered. Let's return to the example of broccoli versus breast cancer stem cells. Could this claim really be viable? How can I check? You must determine if the source is reliable and free from bias. You can check Ulrich's Web. Is the journal refereed or scholarly? Then check Web of Knowledge's cited reference search. Where does the article fit in the current scholarly conversation? How often has the article been cited by other scholars? Your research reflects you, and you do have the ability to reflect brilliance. But there are consequences to trusting misinformation. You have to get to know the source. Learn to distinguish between sound and unsound information. If you value your output, place value on your input. Follow this path to sound research practices and proceed with confidence. The Value of Information.